Test.
Test.
Good morning. Brian doesn't work.
Mine doesn't work.
Brian's doesn't work.
Yeah. How about now? Brian, say something.
Test.
Yeah.
That was so loud.
Okay, let's get started. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Psych, this is 103.33 vaginafetishes.org.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to be here. I'm promoting my new album called Vagina Fetishes.
You guys couldn't have gotten on a worse start. Just worst, most perverted.
Ooh, my mom's calling me.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't think I'm going to answer.
This is Wombology. That's the name of our show. My name is Adam Bramson. I'm joined by co-hosts.
Brian Peppers.
Brian Lanino.
My actual name is Will, but you can call me Brian.
Louder?
Peppers.
Louder into the mic?
You can call me Brian.
No, you have to speak louder.
Speak directly
into the mic, Will.
You can call me Brian Peppa.
What was that? Louder into the mic?
Peppa Pig.
Okay.
Meow!
Adam Bramson, Brian Lanino, and Will Murdoch. This is Wombology. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for all the people listening. I honestly think we have a lot of listeners.
I think we actually do today.
No, I'm not kidding, because when we were at Lehigh, like, multiple people came up to me and were like, yeah, they were like, hey, Wombology. And I was like, whoa, you listen? Yeah. How do you know me?
And it was I got some like really random people too. So yeah, shout out to those guys.
Shout out to everyone. Shout out to everyone.
Brian Peppers, y'all already know. If you don't know Brian Peppers, guys, really, I really encourage you to look him up. He's a midget pedophile who got hit by a bus, who is, I think he's dead now. But he
sounds like the most interesting man in the world.
He had Parkinson's as well. I don't know. His picture is,
I'm pretty sure it's fake. I heard that was fake.
I'm also pretty sure.
I called him in his jail cell and
he was dead.
What did he say?
We're going to call
Brian. He got hit by a bus. You said he got hit by a bus and died.
Yeah, he survived, but he died in jail.
That must have not been a big bus.
Well, it was a little bus.
Oh, God.
Do I have any questions?
Yeah, we have a bunch of questions. Oh. Did you put it on your Instagram story?
I put it on my Snapchat. This guy from work follows me on Instagram.
So you said, I don't want to post it on Instagram.
I just felt like that picture was a little unflattering.
The photoshopped one you used? It's most unflattering of Will, let's be honest.
I liked it. I thought it looked good.
How old are you in that photo?
I think like 16, 17. So,
times have changed.
Wait, hold on. No, they haven't. Oh, shoot. You couldn't pick it up. I just doot it. Oh my gosh, wait, can we talk about something really, really quickly?
Yeah, it's NETC a talk radio show. So.
Shut up. NETC Classified School Survival Guide.
Good show.
So lit. Do you remember Timmy Tutut? Toot toot.
Wait, no.
The one that farted?
You idiot. Yeah, he'd always walk around. He was Asian and he had a bowl cut and he'd just walk into a room and he'd go, toot toot. And then everyone would be like, oh my god. It's like an atomic bomb went off. It was crazy.
TV used to be so much better.
I know.
That was the worst example of explaining how TV used to be so much better.
Are you kidding me? Shut up.
Now it's all just like, you know, doctors and stuff.
Dude, TV doesn't even exist anymore. It's just all streaming platforms.
Facts. Putlocker. I was watching The Mandalorian on Putlocker today.
Really? Is it good?
It was good.
Don't spoil anything because I'm going to watch it.
Is that...
They never take their helmets off.
You never see the guy's face. It's a new Star Wars show.
I put locker. I thought that was a shoe store.
No, that's...
I don't think we can... We should cut that part. We can't promote illegal activity.
Like what?
Well, I think that's illegal.
Oh, like a bootleg.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Well, it's fine.
It's fine. We're past 12 seconds. We can't dump it anymore. Over. We'll edit it out in the editing booth.
All right, yeah.
Let me go edit it really quickly. Beep, 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 beep. You are now in the editing booth. Would you like to control the minds of your viewers? Yes, I would like to control the minds of my viewers. Beep, 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 beep. Now, if you are listening, I want you to think really clearly. Did you remember something about a website? No, you did not. You never heard of anything like this. You are the man or woman. If you are. That was the editing booth.
Oh, nice bit. Nice bit. I don't think any of us knew where that was going.
You think I knew where that was going?
No, that's what I include you in the any of us. You had no idea. You just started talking.
That's what happens most of the time.
How's everyone's weekend?
Oh, can you hear me? Oh. Lost the heck out of my voice.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can all hear you.
I wasn't talking. I think that was the best weekend I've ever had in my entire life.
Really? Yeah. I did not enjoy it as much as I thought I would.
Oh, that's too bad.
Care to explain?
Psych! It was freaking amazing.
Yeah, it was solid.
I lost my voice really, really early, though, so it actually made it hard because I couldn't talk to girls. I couldn't talk in general.
Right, like that would make it.
I couldn't talk to girls.
Because you usually have such great strengths talking to girls.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Will. You want to get my Snapchat story?
That was good.
I go up to girls and I go like this. Hey.
I'm Brian Peppers. Well, want to go into the editing booth with me?
Hey, what's up? Have you ever heard of Lumbology? And they go like, oh my God, that made me so horny. And I go, hey, relax. If you want to get a nice massage, I can take you back to
my God, stop. We're going to cut that. We should cut that part out.
Dump that.
All right, we're going back to the editing booth.
No, we're not going back to the editing booth.
Did you hear something about a massage? I don't want you to remember
that.
You
mean a Bobcraft?
No, I get it.
What does bombo clat mean? Bombo clat?
It's bomba clat. It's like a Jamaican thing.
It's the Jamaican sandwich with the fish on it.
Yep, he's got it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's not a sandwich. It's like a... I feel so uncultured because I don't know what it is. It's like just a...
It means...
It's like an exclamation or something.
I know what it means.
Then what does it mean?
It means like, describe this picture. In a meme.
Okay, so you don't know what it means. You just see it on Facebook a lot with that caption.
Well, I understand the context of what it means. Bumbleclot.
Bumbleclot. Is that an obscenity or we're just like saying it over and over again?
It doesn't sound very clean.
It doesn't sound clean at all.
It doesn't sound clean at all.
But it's clean. You know what I think doesn't sound clean at all? Pickles. Ah, pickles. Did you just say the P word?
Very clean word, though.
It's such a clean word.
Just a food.
Look at the playlists. Someone's listening. They have a playlist called Midday Bach. As if...
You have a nighttime Bach.
Can someone that's listening look up Bumbleclap and see if it's obscene or not?
Call in. We're going to get you on the speaker, guys. You know, if you want to be famous, we now have... Instead of 10,756, we probably are up to 10,760.
60 what?
Listeners
right now.
Yeah, I mean we have 10,000 from the government.
Hold on one sec. Let's check one sec.
We have 10,000 from the government. Uh-oh.
I think we have a problem.
Wait, no, we have what's the problem?
I don't think anyone can hear this.
What do you mean they can't hear it?
It says that Dahlia said that she can't hear it. Well, she said that we're not on.
You're kidding me.
But then Jim Cramer said Brian Peppers,
which, you know, checks out.
Well, that, but you say that a lot.
No, he wouldn't just guess that.
Can someone text us? Oh, here we go. Hello?
Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Ethan?
Can you put me on the show?
You are on the show.
You're literally on the show.
Hey, what's up, Ethan? You're on the show. Alright, sweet. So I have some insight on Bumbleclap.
Oh.
Let's hear it. Give us the information.
It's actually very offensive.
Oh.
So we've just been saying it over and over again.
Wait, I can't say bad words, right?
You can't say any.
All right, I'm going to hang up. Words. I actually don't think I want to know what that means.
All right, that's all right.
Thanks for calling. Who is that, Ethan Stern?
Yeah, Ethan Stern.
Well, we're not in Jamaica. Oh, my God, there's a Jamaican flag in here.
Will, you sound like a different person.
I sound like a football coach. Hey, get the ball. Rush the ball.
We right. should. You shouldn't have
oh,
said.
Oh wait,
what? Is it bad?
Yeah, but it's like not that bad.
Okay, we're good.
Either way, it's like saying a bad word in another language. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
It's a different language. Why would it matter?
Poop.
Oh,
that's
right.
That's English. That's we all know what that is.
I did a big one before the show.
All right, Harrison is asking for a rundown of the weekend.
Who wants to go first? Are we doing personal rundowns or just...
I think we're going to do a personal rundown.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'll start it out. Friday night. Oh, Harry, you know what's coming now. I wake up.
Brian, why don't you start?
No, come on, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. I wake up. Butterflies already enter my stomach. I'm thinking.
But you wake up Friday night?
No, Friday morning.
Oh, okay.
We're starting in the morning, baby.
Oh, my God. Okay, go.
Wake up Friday morning. Butterflies enter my stomach. Those are the butterflies. I'm like, oh, my gosh, today's the day. I break into a song. Today is the day. Today's the day. Today's the day that I play Lehigh in a hockey game. A hockey game. A hockey game. A hockey game. A bumbleclad. A bumbleclad.
Okay.
Dumb.
So, okay, dumb. Dumb buggy. So, basically, we play Lehigh that night. Our starting goaltender says, hey, guys, I have the flu. So we're going to play this freshman goalie who I knew was good. But everyone else was like, oh, we don't have Jack in net. It's going to be so bad. We're going to get killed. Yeah. But we got to put on a strong face. So we got to act like we're not going to get killed.
Sure.
So everyone's like, yeah, guys, we have a chance to win this game. But in their head, everyone's thinking, we're going to get freaking murdered.
Huh. Yeah.
And so we go out there. We score. We're like, oh my God, let's go.
Yeah.
They're out shooting us by a lot, but we basically smoke them 5-2.
Wow.
That's a lot of
goals. And it was a good, good game. I mean, they outshot us like 60-20, but I mean, our goalie played amazing. I mean, he played amazing.
Wait, this is a shout out to the goalie? Soccer game?
Teddy Fisher. He's a little weird, but you know what? He's a great guy.
Wow.
No, he's not. He's a mean person.
Wow.
No,
you know what? You just flamed a kid on live radio.
Yeah, whatever. 57,000 people. I'm coming for your head, Teddy Fisher.
Next episode is going to be Will Murdoch versus Ted Fisher just boxing in the radio.
Is this person real?
Yeah, he's real.
Oh.
I doubt he's listening. I think he, in his free time, he probably...
lights mice on fire.
Oh my God, that's a perfect example. That's exactly what I was hoping.
It ties them to bottle rockets and stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
It's weird that you know that. Did you do that once?
Never know.
Okay, we'll continue.
So
I'm a vegan.
Aren't we all?
It's 1-1, 2-2, and then basically we just smoke them in the last 5 minutes, couldn't put in three goals. And I mean, we won. It was amazing. It made my senior year for... It definitely made my... my senior year is kind of set for achievements, because even if we don't win the championship or whatever, we beat Lehigh, which we've never done, I don't think, in the program's history.
So you don't want to achieve anything else this year?
No, I'm good. So we were screaming a bunch. I basically lost my voice throughout the day on Saturday. It got worse and worse.
Yep.
And my day just got worse and worse as well, you know.
Of course.
But Friday night was awesome. That was super fun.
Started off strong.
Oh, I went home with a lady both nights.
Whoa, okay. So I actually haven't had my voice since last weekend.
Brian tops you there, buddy.
What? You hadn't what?
I lost my voice last weekend.
And he hasn't had it the whole week. And you only lost it Saturday.
Yeah, but mine was worse.
Yeah,
no,
but
mine's better.
No, mine's worse.
Well, that's different things.
You just said it was better.
I had...
His story of losing his voice is better, but your voice is worse.
Well, it got better.
Well, Adam is the worst because he never lost his voice.
Yo, what's up? Still got my voice.
Pazinga.
It's Pazinga.
My name's Adam.
Pazinga.
Meow, 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 meow.
My name's Will, and I suck at everything.
You know what? I actually am really, really good at...
My name is Brian.
Hey, my name is Brian Crambino. My name's Adam Pazinga. I play soccer. Meow.
No, you're the one who does meow.
I know. Who am I kidding?
Okay, Brian, you can go. Okay. How was your weekend?
They muted my mic, so... So, I had a lot of work to do, and I did it all, and I had a job interview on Thursday.
Wow. No way. Wait, we said weekend.
Idiot.
Yeah, I know, but it started on...
No, it didn't start on Thursday.
The weekend starts on Friday.
So
it's a weekend. It's the end of the week.
Talk about the interview, fine.
Tell me about yourself. Just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Are you, playing the interview now?
And I was like...
What is there to tell?
I was like, well,
what do you want?
Not
to
in any clubs, except I put down that I'm on the investment club.
You just joined.
No, I actually go. I go sometimes.
No, I know, but you just joined.
It's like, well, I'm not in that many clubs. I play a lot of Call of Duty. I've been watching the OJ Simpson thing.
That's not a hobby.
I know, but I'm trying to think. Like, well, I don't really have any seriously redeeming qualities. Qualities.
You're really nice.
Hey, okay, tell me about yourself.
You know how to surf.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, what? All right, tell me about yourself. Yeah, so last week I was actually in this band called Vagina Fetishes. We were up on the mountains of Maine, and then I was like, yeah, screw this. I'm trying to get some waves. And then, like,
got my boy Cal, head down the South Shore.
And then, like, my boy, like, Jeff, like, he shreds, too. What? You ever seen Soul Surfer, bro?
Yeah, is that the movie with the girl with the one arm?
Oh my god, wait, it was actually her?
No, that's my sister's keeper.
No, that's a different one. No, Soul Surfer's the one with the movies, the girl who gets freaking bit by a shark.
Ratatouille. She surfs. You're talking about Ratatouille, right?
You idiot.
No, it's a rat movie.
No, it's about cooking.
Yeah, Shepherd. And rats. Anyways, go on with your stupid little interview of the job that you didn't get.
Well, I don't know yet. And then I was like, how about you tell me about yourself, jerk?
You didn't say that.
I was thinking it, though.
Yeah, you thought it.
And he was, like, looking at my resume, and he was like, wow, this is awesome. Like, I wish I could hire for all of the jobs.
He didn't say that either.
And then he looked at my cover letter and was like, this is the best cover letter I've ever seen in my life. Like, you're so good at writing in English.
He had writing in English?
Because little did he know, I wrote it in French.
I wrote it in Jamaican slang.
Don't say it.
I actually forgot what the word was.
Bumbleclap.
Bazinga.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means...
Oh, yes, daddy, yes.
So, yeah, that was my weekend.
That's actually, it? You said that was your weekend. You only described Thursday. You only did Thursday.
That was really all I want to talk about.
Really?
Yeah.
We had a fun time dancing in campus last night.
We did.
Do you remember we straight up danced for a solid 15 minutes and didn't say a single word to each other?
Yeah.
Wait, was it? I didn't go to campus last night because I thought it was going to be way too packed.
And it was packed.
It was packed. It was packed.
Then how do you find room to dance?
We made room. Like, we literally just pushed people out of the way. And
yeah, I fought everybody in there. I was like, I'm dancing.
I fought everyone for a while, like 30 minutes, and then we started dancing. And then that was when we didn't say anything to each other the entire time, and we just, like, moved our hands. But it was a lot of fun.
We kind
of
did like one of these.
They can't see us.
For the viewers at home that buy the premium. True. $5 a month.
All right, do the move for the premium viewers.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we did do that.
You ever seen that one before?
Yeah.
And I was like,
me and Brian have been doing a thing at parties where we rabbit hump each other and then we coom.
Okay, you definitely can't say that.
Yeah, ooh, come on. That's so obscene.
What? That is incredibly obscene.
Shout out my boy, Dimitri. He texted me.
Nice.
He said he's cracking up. He's not lying either. He said not going to lie. Wow. So he's not lying.
He's not lying.
He's not.
He didn't lie.
Did he spell it out or did he say
NGL?
Oh, no.
You know what my new favorite thing to say is?
NGL. Say it.
You know, like, cap?
Yeah, no cap.
I've been like, yo, are you capping?
What does that mean, lying? That means lying, right? I think so. Because no cap means, like, no lie.
Yeah.
No cap.
I'm so out of it.
So I've been like, yeah.
I think it means fake news. You are no cap. Oh, no, you are cap.
You're cap. You're cap. That means you're lying.
Yeah, you are.
You're capping me right now.
Can you imagine? D-Trump gets up there. You are cap.
CNN is cap.
No, I honestly couldn't imagine that.
I could see it. I could picture D Trump doing
fake news. That's all he'd say.
You're fired.
You're fired. You're fired.
Chocolate.
What are they selling?
Ma, what are they? They're selling chocolates.
What? What are they selling?
Chocolates. They're selling chocolates.
Chocolate. I remember when they invented chocolate. I hated it. Well, this. I can't do a SpongeBob voice. Well, this chocolate makes you young.
Oh my god,
forever.
That's not SpongeBob at all.
I know, it's Billy Madison.
Well, this chocolate makes you young forever.
That'd be awesome.
No, yeah. It's like, what does he say?
Doesn't.
He
goes, I want to die one day.
No.
You rub it on your skin, and it makes you live forever. That's what he says.
Classic.
We actually are supposed to be We're an anti-Nickelodeon podcast.
No, I'm actually wearing a Nickelodeon sweatshirt right now. It's not a joke. I love Nickelodeon.
Again, if you show them the sweater, they still can't see it because it's a radio station.
Hey, I'm going to put it on the microphone.
Put it on the mic, and then they can see it now. The premium viewers can see it. Donate to our Patreon.
What's that?
It's basically a website for podcasts where if you like the podcast so much, you can pay for premium content.
Wow.
What?
We should do that.
We should do that.
I know.
Except it's free for everyone, and you get everything that you want.
And we're using the school's materials.
Yeah.
So maybe we shouldn't.
These are really expensive.
No, I have a microphone just like that.
One microphone?
Yeah, well, all right, we so need to do is
all
get
huddle around the microphone, and we all talk to each other about our weekends and how fun our weekends are.
How's your Saturday?
Freaking awesome, dude.
Wait, did you even talk about Friday? You really just told us about Thursday.
Okay, so Friday, I went to class, and then we talked about Communist Manifesto.
Ooh, classic.
Sick.
And that was really interesting.
What'd you learn?
That the proletariat will rise, and the down with the bourgeoisie. I'm anti-bourgeoisie.
Pro-communist.
No, just pro-proletariat.
Pro-proletariat.
For those listening who don't know, obviously I do. What's the proletariat?
Proletariat is the working class.
Working class.
Of course.
The hardworking
bourgeoisie.
I hate the proletariat.
No, we
like the proletariat. The bourgeoisie is like the top, the wealthy
1%. Oh, I like them. They sound cool.
All right, Trump.
I'm going to be with them. Yeah.
Friday night, what'd you do?
Oh, dude, all my boys came in, and I saw all my boys, and then I went to a surprise birthday party. It was awesome.
For who?
For who, yeah.
Adam. No, I surprised Adam.
No, not me. Adam Close.
No, yeah, it was Adam Bazinga Bamson. His birthday was on Friday.
It wasn't.
And we threw him a surprise party, and then we all went,
surprise.
And he's like, I'm not out there. You totally got me. Bazinga. And then we were all like, oh, this is so nice.
And I was like,
And then he was like,
Yeah. All right.
Friday night.
This is a quick section we like to call a homemade song. When you walk up in the store and you have a nice pants, everybody says, those are nice pants. So can someone keep going with the beat?
What do you mean? Like when you're rapping?
Yeah, when I'm rapping.
Okay, yeah, Brian, you're more that guy.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going. Don't blow so much. Just do a beat. Everybody clap your hands with me. Everybody clap your hands with me. I want to see your body. I want to see your body. Everybody clap your hands with me. Everybody clap your hands with me. I want to see your body. I want to see your body. We dance. We dance. Your body. On my pants. We dance. We dance. Your body. On my pants. We body. Pants. Body pants, body pants. Pa 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 pa.
No cap.
No cap.
Psych, we capping.
All right, and that was Will Murdoch.
I just
wasted
like
Marino.
5 minutes. You want to talk about your weekend?
Yeah, talk about your weekend.
Tell me about
I don't even know
yourself.
How I can finish that. Or like go after that.
Tell me about yourself.
Yeah, I know it's tough.
Yeah, it's so good.
What? You think it wasn't good? I thought that was amazing. I rhymed pants with dance.
Yep.
I rhymed body,
with body.
No, it was with something else.
Was it?
Clap your hands.
You rhymed body with clap
hands.
Your hands.
Clap your hand.
No, it was pants.
No,
we know. What did you rhyme body with?
Oh, I think I rhymed dance with
pants.
Pants.
Yeah. And hands also with pants. And then you didn't rhyme body with anything.
No.
Body. I just got an inappropriate text message from a listener.
What'd they say?
Can't say it.
Say it out loud. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Adam, tell me about yourself. You're so
What, my weekend?
Why? No, just about yourself.
About myself in general?
No, I want to hear about Adam's weekend.
Okay. Well. Adjust.
Yeah, speaking to the mic, please. Sorry. Friday night, it was a fun night. My parents came.
Oh. Jeez.
Did you just crack your knuckles into the mic?
Ooh.
Oh. Oy. My parents came. Surprised me. So I saw them. That was fun. And my girlfriend's here too, Hope. Shout out Hope.
So Hope.
I had this like dinner thing for
the Shabbos.
No, not the Sabbath dinner at all. I had this like athlete's dinner Friday night thing. So I had to do that.
What'd you eat?
I had the vegetarian option.
Cause the Shabbos.
It was actually I sat through a Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Who? Frank Rose? P. Rose?
No, not Frank Rose. It was like Jennifer Stone.
Oh.
2000 graduate.
Dude, field hockey.
Played field hockey and lacrosse. Her sister is the current field hockey coach.
Huh. That's neat.
Kim Stone. Oh, wait. Maybe Kim Stone was inducted.
You mean Kidney Stone?
That isn't what I meant.
You ever had one of those?
No, I'm not 55.
He's like, just get out.
And then what?
And then you go.
Wow. Sounds nice.
There's like six people inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's a lot.
The Lafayette Hall of Fame or the Hall of Fame Hall of Fame?
The Lafayette Hall of Fame. And it was like it was a scholar athlete dinner.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Like for like, people that were you weren't nominated.
I was nominated?
No, you weren't is what I said.
So mean.
You also no longer play baseball.
But I'm a scholar.
That's true.
Yeah, you are.
They just had an award show for students. And
it's
you
called
invited.
Graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
So convocation.
I did that Friday night.
Did you go
night.
To the Sabbath?
No, I didn't. And then I went to Riverside Friday night. I saw you, Brian. I saw you, Will.
No, I didn't go to Riverside.
He's capping.
No, I didn't. I really
Adam's,
didn't.
Didn't
Adam's
capping.
We had the hockey game.
Oh, you're right. I didn't see you.
Yeah. There's some beef at Riverside.
Was there?
We don't need to dive into it, but apparently a few people got punched in the face.
Oh, I saw that kid with blood on his face.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say his name. I don't know his name, but I saw him with blood on his face.
Let's not say his name.
Blonde kid.
Oh.
Kim Fisher.
Matt Mays. We can say Matt Mays.
I don't know his name.
Hey,
so.
Yo, Mays. You got punched in the face this weekend. You idiot.
Yeah, and then Saturday I dressed as a leopard and I went to Lehigh with all my friends.
How was it?
A freshman on our team almost got arrested.
For what? PP?
For PP. Yeah. No, he was just like drunk and underage and he had a fake ID. And you know cops. They're just like
enforcing the laws.
Ugh. Idiot.
The worst.
Exactly. So I had to talk to the cops. Say, hey, this is my friend. Don't arrest him or else that's a hate crime. Because he's black. And they were going to arrest him. And I accused him of making
Adam,
a hate crime.
Adam.
Why is that bad?
Brian's gonna take five.
Fine, but why is that bad? Because I feel like they picked him out of the lineup because he was African American. There were so many other people that were drunk that were there.
I guess.
That's not bad to say.
All right. I guess you're right. Let's see. Oh, this is what I got. That reminds me. Remember that one time? We're talking about like you getting people out of situations.
Sure.
We were in the
No, but seriously, how is that bad to say?
I guess it's not. I don't know. Maybe there's so much sensitivity around.
There is, and it's messed up.
What? Yeah, I know.
But like
I know,
I'm a white person and I have white privilege, which is messed up. So like, you know, but other people don't have that privilege, which is like what's wrong with our country. That's what I'm trying to say. Sorry that you're so uncomfortable. You can't talk about real issues.
Well, since when do we talk about real issues on this thing? You want to talk real?
Yeah, talk real.
Talk real.
Go talk real. Say something.
All right. So I came into college, right?
Is this thing going to be real at all?
I come into college, right? I'm cool. I'm chilling, right? But I'm not. Under the surface, I'm insecure. I'm so sad. And then I find this friend, and his name is Wump.
And he, shut up, dude.
And he introduces me to a whole new world. He comes from a land called the Lology, And then we got together and I killed him. And then I named a show after him.
True story.
True story.
True story. That's how we got the name.
Yeah, that's how we got the name.
No, but anyways, this freshman
yeah.
was almost getting arrested. And I thought it was messed up. Because he was just
what'd you say
being drunk in the field, just like literally everyone else at Lehigh was doing.
Yeah.
And so I said to the cop, listen, he's a freshman. He made a mistake. It's not a big deal. I'll take him back. I'm completely sober. I'll drive him back to campus. We don't need to go to the game. Everything's fine. And that's what happened.
Such a good guy.
Such a good guy.
What were you talking about? Getting people out of situations?
So we were talking about me, Brent, Adam getting people out of situations. And
you actually probably get me into situations.
Of course.
But bad ones.
Yeah, that's why it's so sexy when we're hanging out. Getting naughty little situations. So we were at this concert, right? It was the when Waka Flocka Flame and T-Pain came.
That is true.
And
this is a true story. For
I couldn't get in. So because this guy was being an absolute Nazi. He was so I actually called him that. It was bad.
You called him a Nazi?
Yeah. Cause I was like, what? You're just gonna list like he's like, yo, the rules are the rules. I'm like, oh yeah, so you're just gonna get baby fed whatever's told from you from above. You would make a great Nazi. That's what I told him. And wow. So he I wasn't gonna get in after that. So anyway, I see that there's an open door in the nurse's office, basically, and I see James Gibson being like,
"Oi, bro!"
Yeah, literally, he's like, "I know what I didn't even know what I did," but he was so drunk and he was absolutely plastered. And so I walk in, I'm like, I'm just pretending to be a concerned friend.
Dude, he wasn't that bad though.
I know he wasn't. He actually wasn't, but like he was very drunk. And so he was like,
he wasn't, but he was so drunk.
Well, he was drunk, but he wasn't like, you know, blackout. Yeah. But like he was like, I don't know what I did. What the heck? And then I was
come
like,
come on, mate.
And so I'm like, I like walk in the door casually. I'm like, James, what's the problem? Enter scene, Will. And then I'm like, what's happening? Like, what's good? And the cop starts talking to me. He's like, you know, your friend over here. And James, oh, I didn't do anything. I didn't talk him out. And I'm like, yo, I'm his friend. Like, what's wrong? What's happening right now? And then he's like, yeah. The cop's like, yeah, we're going to have to get, like, you know, someone to escort him out. I'm not going to give him any ticket or anything, but we just need someone to make sure he gets home safe. So then I'm like, oh, my gosh, I will find a friend for him inside. And then I found you, knowing you were sobes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to find his...
Sober is what he means.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
And then I'm like, yep. I know that you were sober. So I went in, I got Adam, came out, Adam took him home. I got into the concert because straight from the nurse's office, you can walk right into the thing.
Right. So it was like a win-win because Gibbo had a friend who was able to come in, and subsequently, because you searched for a friend, you were now able to enjoy the concert.
Yep. And I met...
Waka Flocka Flame?
Did you just say Wally?
Wally.
Like the robot?
Yeah.
That's Steve's planet Earth?
Mm-hmm.
I love that robot.
Sick.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
That's a true story.
You know why James got in trouble? You know what started that?
Why?
He walked around backstage to get a selfie with Waka. And he got the selfie, and immediately after, he exited behind the stage, and there were like three cops right there.
But he got the selfie.
That's tenacious.
The selfie was on like an iPhone 3 though, and it was like really blurry, so it's not that great. But
I go hard in the mother truck and paint.
True. That was a fun concert.
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
Like so much fun. Do you remember Dylan Hastings and Matt Klinuski both went on stage?
Yeah.
Just because they were wearing 70s. Oh, you might have not been there for that part, Will. But anyways, these two basketball players got called up on stage with Waka just because they were wearing identical 76ers jerseys. So it was three guys on stage balling out in Sixers
really
jerseys.
Tall.
Two 6'11 white dudes in Waka Flocka Flame just going off.
Incredible.
And they were on stage for like an absurdly long amount of time too. It was like five songs deep. And they were still just mobbing out on stage.
That was really cool.
I wish I could do that. I'd be so good at just being in front of people and getting attention.
Yeah, you love that.
I love that.
We know.
It sounds like a dream.
I feel like our concerts have kind of gone downhill.
Last year was what? Two Friends and Metro Boomin.
And then this year is...
We know?
Midday Bach, yeah.
No.
It's going to be lit. You guys know who Bach is?
No, elaborate.
Tell us who Bach is.
He was a famous painter, and then he cut his ear off and put it in an envelope and sent it to his girlfriend.
I think that was Picasso.
Oh, no, yeah, that was Van Gogh.
No, I know. I was doing a bit.
Oh, son of a gun.
Yeah, so Bach was this guy who played the violin. And he was like the Jimi Hendrix of his day.
Wow. Pretty cool.
Him and Mozart had a lot of beef.
Did they?
Because Mozart was capping about his 7th symphony while Bach was on his 3rd symphony.
Yeah, but Bach busted out symphonies like nuts.
And then he did Sympathy for the Devil. You heard that one?
I think you're mixing up Bach and Mick Jagger.
Oh, such a, yeah.
Hey, man. Brian, do you have any questions from your Instagram story?
Yeah, tell me about yourself.
Okay, let's... Too broad. Next question.
So I'm the secretary of the
First Lafayette of all, College. Who asked that question?
No one asked that one. No one's asked me any questions.
Really? I have 2 questions.
Say it. Is it from the same person?
No. One of them is, wait, is that really Will in that photo?
Yes.
Okay, and then the next question is, oh God, this one's a little inappropriate, but it's FMK for the three of you, meaning fornicate, marry, kill.
Murder.
Fornicate, yeah, that still has an F. Yeah, that works. I didn't even mean for that to be intentional. Fornicate, marry, kill. That should be the fornicate, marry, what's a different word for kill?
Pass.
Murder. Pass. Pass someone.
Take their life away.
No, I start with K though.
Catch me their souls.
That was kind of creepy.
Yeah, I know.
But we watched a thing today and the guy's name was like Mike Lambino or something.
Oh, Dean Blandino.
Brian Grambino.
I'm Brian Grambino. I'm the NFL rules analyst.
All right, so who? Oh, yeah. So, guys, send in your things. FKM.
No,
Adam, Brian, Will.
No, that's not how we're supposed to answer it for the three of us.
Okay, so I would Bach, and then I would probably marry Travis Scott, and then...
I don't think you understand the game.
I would kill Calvin Harris. I hate Calvin Harris.
Really?
Really?
I hate him.
I like him.
His stupid, like, and his stupid soprano voice. And like,
Calvin Harris is good, honestly. He had that one album with, what was it? It was that summer album when he had like just tons of features. Oh. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Lana Del Rey.
I would fornicate with Brian. I would marry Adam, and I will kill myself.
That's it.
Brutally honest.
Just once.
No, that's fair.
You fornicate me? I want to get married.
Well, I'm not gonna have sex with Adam.
But if we get married, we have a lot of more sex than just one time.
No, we're not. We're just gonna keep it platonic.
Plutonic.
Plutonic marriage.
We're going to stay in on Pluto.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. No.
System of a down.
System down.
No, it's fine. Just have to move the mouse.
Just some technical.
System up.
Some technical service.
I think I would probably go a similar route. Sadly, kill myself. And then Will's looking at me like he wants me to say marry him. Will, I think you'd be a freakier fornication. So. I'll fornicate with Will, and then I'll marry Brian.
Can you guys hear that?
can you hear that on live tape?
All right, Brian, answer the question.
I don't really feel comfortable.
Why? Because you're not going to kill yourself?
Yeah. So. I don't feel comfortable with that concept.
That's fair.
What?
This is funny.
I mean, I probably do all three to myself, except for the last one.
Mary.
Yeah, I don't like that question either.
Yeah, whoever asked that question, James Gibson, mate. Terrible question.
No, it wasn't Gibson.
I'm going to do it for three people.
I think I just lost my voice. I just coughed and lost my voice. No, three of us don't have our voice.
The Human Torch was denied a bank loan. Does it feel better now?
No, it didn't help.
That was a really good method. Do you learn that from med school?
Anchorman.
Oh, that's Brian Fantana. Wait, no, is it
Ron Burgundy? Ron Burgundy.
What are the other ones he does?
Kill.
Unique New York.
Kill.
Unique New York.
What's the other one?
Jamaica.
No, it's not it.
Don't say that.
Linga. That's not it. What are the phrases he does?
Scotch, scotch, scotch.
Scotchity scotch scotch. Leather bound books. Rich mahogany.
Hey guys, do you know this thing called ASMR?
Oh, isn't that naughty?
It is. Yeah, I've heard of ASMR.
What does it mean?
Autonomy, sensory, memory, reciprocation.
Reciprocation?
No, it actually sounds like something like that. It's, I think it's autonomy starts with it. It's like basically you just get tingles around your brain. And
from no, but what? Does it involve from, like sound?
Yeah, it involves sound, but it also involves other things. But, you know, it gets weird because there are some videos that make it like, what's up, guys? Good morning.
I think this is hands down our worst episode so far.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No.
It's going well.
Really?
Right now.
We should start instituting segments.
Well, we got to do that before we get on the air.
So this
let's
segment
just do it.
Is
let's
called...
just do it now.
Okay, fine.
This segment is
think
called...
of a segment.
Segment one.
Questions from the audience.
We already did that.
We don't have any.
We answered the three we had.
Okay, I have a question.
Go ahead. Not a question.
That wasn't me. That was Will.
Tasted like cheddar broccoli.
Tasted like Velveeta cheese. Gooey. Creamy. I can't do it because my voice is gone. So this segment is a question from me.
What?
All right, let's come up with... You actually lost your voice from coughing.
I did. I literally just coughed so loud and then... Like, I think I lost my voice worse than you two.
Someone... No. Someone call in.
No one's gonna call in. You know who was supposed to call in was Drew Jansen. He came up to me at Laugh Lehigh and was like, hey, yeah. I'm Drew Jansen. You got a podcast? Wombology. I'm a big fan. I'm gonna call in. And if I don't call in, you can rat me out on the radio. So here we are. We're ratting you out, Drew.
Dear Drew. Titled... Dear Drew, I'm disappointed in you.
Well, are you friends with Jansen?
Oh, no, I hate the kid. No, he's cool.
Oh, I should. Brian, you're better friends with him, though, because of baseball, right?
Best friends. We actually went to preschool together.
No way. Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't buy it for a second.
And then they put him in the special school. they were like, this kid, he can't be around everybody else.
The special school meaning that he went to ballerina school?
No, he went to private school.
Oh.
Oh, so it's like a special
private school?
Yeah, there's nothing special about it.
Here comes Drew Jansen. Let's see if we have a caller. Hello?
We had this problem last time.
Hello?
Oh, they hung up.
They hung up on us.
Call back.
Call back.
We're waiting. AdamandEve.com. We're waiting.
No.
What?
No, it's not no.
They haven't called. They're going to call if they want to call. If you want to call in, 610-330-5316.
One more time.
610-330-5316. You're listening to Wombology Radio with Adam Bramson. Will Murdoch and Brian Gambino.
Hey.
What's up, guys? Today we're going to be talking about the Israeli-Palestine situation. You just said that's like saying the Italian America. It's just the Israel-Palestine. It's like, you know.
I'm not following.
You're so confused. You said Israeli-Palestine. So, right, so Israel's a country, Palestine's a country. And then you
right?
said
yes,
if someone from Israel is Israeli. Someone from Palestine is Palestinian. So you just said the Israeli-Palestine conflict. You'd want to say the Israel-Palestine conflict.
I think it's Palestinian.
That's more offensive than anything I said earlier.
Yeah.
What's that?
Palestinian.
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 There's an enye on it somewhere?
Yeah, piñata. That's what you call them, piñatas.
Enye?
Because you beat them.
Will... Don't say that.
Don't
that's what happens, you know.
What happens? You're diving into some deep water, my friend.
Whoever called, can you call back, please? It might have been the government.
How long have we been on? I'm not looking at the time.
45 minutes and 2 seconds.
This has been 45 minutes?
Yeah. Time flies when you're having Chinese food.
We aren't. What? Time's been going real slow.
Time's been going dang slow
without that Chinese food.
610-330-5316.
You can say the phone number as many times as you want. It's not going to make them call.
Guys, let's do it together.
All right, ready?
610-355-8186.
Hey, Brian, why don't you try it this time and stop being a jerk, okay?
6-7-3-4.
Oh, no, okay. 610-330-5316.
Turned off Brian's microphone.
I turned Brian's mics off because he's being a bad co-host.
I'm being tenacious. Uh-oh. I can't hear me.
Good. Oh, wait.
Yeah, it's wrong one.
Test.
Now you're here, Brian. Sorry.
Hello.
I'm sweating and it's like getting on the headphones.
All right. So, remember we said that I was going to recite a poem that I made?
Yeah.
Well, I have written a poem.
Let's hear it.
This one's called Juice.
Juice. Say it, don't spray it.
Sometimes, when I'm in my bed alone, I grab... Okay, hold on. Shh. Sometimes when I'm in my bed alone, I grab juice. Not because I'm crazy. Not because my pants are wet. But because the juice makes them wet. Have you ever had a man? Have you ever had a wool man? Have you ever been so sad that no wool man can make you not sad?
Please end the poem. Please tell me that was it.
Part one.
No.
Is that a haiku?
No, that wasn't a haiku.
That was part one. Part two.
Oh my God, I'm going to turn your mic off.
What happened to the juice?
Electric Orchestra. Wait, what is it? ELO. Electric Uh-oh. Lighthouse.
I'm getting a call from Maryland.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think I'm going to answer. I don't like the look of that number.
Yeah, I wouldn't
pick
answer.
It up.
610.
It's from Salisbury. Oh,
330-5316. Maybe it's the person that interviewed me and they're like, we want to give you the job.
Pick it up.
No.
Dude on live radio.
No. It could be anyone.
Remember what we called? An order for Thai food on live radio.
That was so sick.
You want to do that again?
I think Hope already got it.
Oh, Hope already ordered the
food. I'm capping.
Who said that?
No, don't call me. 610-330-5316.
Let pick up. Pick up the phone.
If he calls again, I'll pick up.
Oh, he's going to call again then.
If he calls again, I'll pick up.
Oh, you know who this is.
610.
This is a lot of conversation.
330-5316.
Hello?
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 This is the Queen of England.
Oh, cool. Hey.
What's up, Queen of England?
We want to be on the air.
Well, you're on the air.
Kind of, not really. I don't know if they can really hear you.
Can you hear you?
Can you hear yourself?
Not really.
Okay, yeah, so
thank God, honestly, because this is so bad. Hello?
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 Yeah, this is the Queen of England.
Yeah.
What's up, Queen?
Yeah, I just wanted to say hello.
You know what? Well, we're really happy to have you here. My name is Brian, and what is your name, Queen? Which Queen are you?
I'm the Queen, duh.
No, they all have names.
Do you know which
queen you are?
Henry?
Tyler?
Henry? Or Henry the Third?
Or Henry Jr.?
Queen?
Might? Bruv?
No, queen of mine.
Oh, I heard the last queen.
And then we hung up the phone.
And then we hung up the phone.
Hey, I got an interesting question someone asked us.
Ooh.
We didn't improv that well. We gotta get more, you know, sauce.
Well, they didn't give us any material. They were just like, I'm the Queen of England. Hello.
Ugh.
What do we do with that?
What are we supposed to do with that, Queen?
I heard the last Queen tried to out pizza the hot, and then they got rid of it.
If you're gonna call us, bring the magic.
Bring the roar.
You're not gonna bring the roar. Stay at the station.
Bring the roar.
Bring the roar.
Adam Bramston.
I think I got my voice back a little bit. Look at my voice. Here, you want to hear a question?
Yeah.
What would be your ideal Class B superpower? And a Class B superpower is like... Class A superpowers are like, you know, super strength, flight. Class B superpowers would be like, you can blink and change the channels while watching TV.
Oh, nice.
But that's not what I want. What would your Class B superpower be?
Remember, never have to shower.
You're just always clean. That's pretty sick. Good. That's actually a really good one.
Mine would be that I have markers for hands, so I can draw whatever.
If anything, I think you just named a disability.
I can draw with my hands.
William Maka hands.
Wow.
Well, you can already draw with your hands, though.
And then if I'm typing, then you can see what markers I've, or what buttons I've hit. And there's always a paper trail for me.
That's good.
610-330-5316. Yeah, you got to call the real...
Don't call our phones. I don't have the number. We've only said it 15 times.
610-330-5316. It's the Queen of England.
Who was that?
George Passhaus.
Oh, okay.
Who was the first one? I don't know.
I don't know either.
You literally had a texting conversation.
I know, but I'm still trying to figure it out.
What do you mean? You were texting them and they prank called us.
Oh, no. I haven't been texting them. No.
Hello?
Hello?
Yep. You're on live radio.
Can I stay anonymous for this call?
George Parcells, you can stay anonymous, yes.
Okay, thank you. Which one of you is the best broadcaster?
The best what?
Which one of you guys is the best broadcaster out of the three of you?
Broadcaster?
Broadcaster?
Well, we're not broadcasting.
Podcaster.
I'm going to say me because you put me in a room by myself and I talk to myself anyway. So as long as I just have a microphone, then you guys get to hear my internal dialogue.
Okay, Brian, let's hear your thoughts.
I probably wouldn't consider myself the best one.
I wouldn't either. I'm going to go myself because I feel like I have to babysit you two 24/7.
Microwave.
Excuse me. Yeah. This is the Queen of England.
Okay, the Queen of England is back. Thank God.
Not this guy.
This is the Queen of England, and I am the Night King.
Which one are you, the Queen of England or the Night King?
Is it Savage?
I think it's Savage.
No. This isn't Savage is not a real person. I am the Queen of England.
I knew it the whole time, you idiot. Hang up on this fool.
Hang up this fool. Your little crackly...
Oh man, he's about to get
idiot.
Don't call again
unless you come with the magic.
Yeah, you're not coming with the magic, baby. Where do you think you are? Coming up in here without no magic.
Will, no, calm down. Stop crying. You're fine. Breathe.
So gross.
Yeah. So that was
weird. So they were together then.
Yeah, they were together the whole time.
So if you guys, for future reference, when you listen on different devices.
Therefore, we get more listens.
And then we get more money.
That's not how it works.
Savage, if you ever come at me again, I will murder you.
And then I'll FNK your family.
You're going to marry one of them. FMK.
Oh.
You have to... Savage, if you ever call this radio podcast
Queen of England,
again.
If you ever come over,
I don't think I've ever even met this person, but if you do call this radio station again,
you're going to get a knife.
I'm going to marry your mom.
Ooh, that's a good one.
There's nothing you can do about it, Savage.
I'm going to get on a knee and I'm going to propose to your mother.
I'm going
to
make her propose to me. And then I'm going to say, no, Savage. And then I'm going to say, just kidding. And then we're going to get married.
Speaking of marriage, my sister recently got married.
What's her name?
Samuel.
Your sister or her husband?
Sister.
But which one's named Samuel?
I just said my sister.
Your sister's named Samuel.
But we just call her Mule. We just call her Mule.
Wait, her name is actually Samuel?
No.
No one got married, Brian.
There's no sister.
Ooh, he texted me his mother's name.
What's his mom's
name? Your mother, Trebek. Suzanne.
Ooh, Suzanne, baby. This is what me and Suzanne are like. Hey, what's up, Susanna? You look so good tonight. She goes, hey, baby, I like the way you look tonight. And I go, and she goes, and then we go.
That's gotta be obscene, bro.
No, what do those noises mean? It's completely up for interpretation.
No, that was just me drinking my water.
Yeah.
True. Will said a story and then Brian drank his water really intensely.
Okay.
This old man, he played three. He played knee-neck on my knee with a knee-neck paddywhack, give a dog a bone. This old man came rolling home.
Is there any more questions?
I think my Class B superpower would be that I wouldn't have to take this stupid phone call right
definitely
now.
Definitely Savage.
What's up?
Hello?
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 You're on my radio. No cursing or insanity.
I don't like how you talked about his mother that way.
Oh, you didn't like how he talked about his mom? You didn't like that? Well, guess what?
Suzanne.
Welcome to Wombology, baby.
Oh, see ya, Suzanne.
Yo, that's what's up.
Oh, dude, that was crazy.
That was so crazy.
I don't even know this guy. Anyways, my Class B superpower
would be...
I have trouble falling asleep, so just snap my fingers, I'd be able to fall asleep wherever I was. But then again, that's like that narcolepsy.
What if you had a slam poetry session? You'd be like...
Exactly. Well, no, we didn't have to be snapping. It's not like I hear snapping and I fall asleep. I could just like fall asleep whenever I wanted to.
I know, but what if like you like start snapping?
Okay, that's not my Class B superpower then. I wish I pissed money.
That sounds pretty classy. So painful.
But it wasn't painful. That's the superpower part.
That means you have a really big urethra, which is a turnoff for a lot of women. Trust me, I know from personal.
I know from personal experience.
When I put my pants on, they're like, "Ooh, God, what's that?"
Whoa!
It's like the worm from Star Wars.
Look at your urethra.
That's exactly what they say to you.
that's what they say. Yeah. So that's how my weekend went. Thank you for coming by.
With that lady you took back.
Yeah. Which one?
I don't think we should talk about this.
Can't.
Why? It's real life. It's real life.
I'm not
Brian.
Comfortable with the situation.
Oh, sorry. You are so in love with someone.
Brian's blushing. It's
okay. I'm in love. We're all in love. Except for Will.
I'm not in love. But listen, this morning, there is someone.
Say it.
There
was someone in your room.
In my room.
Just hanging out.
There was
out.
An intruder.
Just hanging out. And
no,
she wasn't intruder. We started talking about, stuff. And then we listen
to what type of stuff?
Music.
And then we start and then listening you listen to music.
And music is music. One of the most love catalyst things I've ever seen. Because then we just started looking at each other. And
did
then
you?
She started looking at me. And I started looking at her mouth.
obscene.
Yeah, but it was awesome.
What'd you listen to?
Amy Winehouse.
She's Ooh. Dead.
Come on.
She's dead?
Too soon.
It's been like 12 years.
Oh my God. Amy Winehouse is dead?
Yeah, sorry, Brian, no. Didn't she die when she was, what, 27?
She was young.
24 Club?
No, I think it's 27 Club.
I think of Freud Maybe when it's 24. I think of Amy Winehouse's death because she was attracted to really bad men and she
like her dad.
Came from a really bad family.
So she was attracted to her dad?
Yeah.
What a creep.
What is that called? Oedipus complex is the other way around. When you're
attracted to your mother.
Yeah, a guy's attracted to his mom and he wants to kill his dad. Because that's what happened in Oedipus. The story. Did you read it?
Yeah, I read it.
I don't think it's called
I've never
Oedipus.
Read it, no.
It's in Latin.
It's in Latin. You have to know Latin.
Have you ever heard of Latin?
Have you ever heard of Latin?
No. Tell me about it.
It's a country.
It's a country
in America.
Salvador.
No, that's San Salvador.
No,
it's Latin
Billy
America.
Salvador.
Who's that?
That's Latin America.
Have you ever heard of Latin America?
It's where El Salvador is, and it's where they speak
Latin.
They speak Latin there? Don't they speak Latin in Portugal too?
No. They speak Portuguese.
Oh.
But they speak Latin in Latin America. That's why.
And what do they
Latin
speak
America.
In America, Brian?
American.
American. Thank you.
What do they speak in Canada? French.
Canadian.
French Canadian.
That's what they speak in French Canada.
What do they speak in Norway?
Norwegian.
And what do they speak in China?
Mandarin.
Oh, wait, what's that other one?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I bet you didn't expect that. Or Cantonese.
I'm more of a Cantonese guy. That
no,
one
you're
just
not.
Flows
you don't know
better.
Either of them. That's what you meant to say, is that you don't know either of them.
Dang Wali Bao Xi.
Lao Shu.
What does that mean? You're offensive.
No, I'm pretty sure it means thank you.
No, does it?
Shishi.
What does that mean?
Not sure.
Shishi is thank you.
Maybe good morning. Let me look it up. I used to say it to my Chinese professor in high school.
You had a Chinese professor?
Yeah, I took Chinese.
You don't come off as a guy that knows Chinese.
Oh, I think
I don't.
Does.
I don't know any except for Lao Shu.
Lao Shu.
I took Hebrew in college. Shalom.
What? They take that here?
Yeah.
Are you going to do birthright?
I definitely want to. I just got to find the time to do it.
Can I go with you?
I mean, why wouldn't I? It's a free trip to Israel, you know?
Facts. And everyone's just like...
Everyone's like, oh, yeah, Judaism, brother.
Gung-ho.
Honestly, so, it seems like the most fun time of my life. And I have family in Israel, and I've never been, which I feel like is like almost immoral, you know? I need to go. It's a promised land.
Can I go with you?
Are you Jewish?
I could tie myself to Judaism in a way.
I think
I'm Polish.
It has to be, so that's different.
But they have Jews in Poland.
That's true.
So,
yeah. So you're good.
All right, yeah, I'm
gonna come on both good.
The thing is,
you really don't have to have that much Jewish lineage in order to go.
Well, I don't have any Jewish lineage.
So that might be a problem.
But your last name's Lenino, which sounds like lineage.
It sounds like lineage, but isn't Jewish.
Brian Jewish.
Hey, I'm Gil Faison. Yeah. You ever seen that?
Yeah, I know. Oh, Hello Show.
Yeah, so funny.
Too much tuna.
Welcome to my prank show where we order you.
Too much tuna. Yeah, I've seen it. Will has no idea what's going on.
What's happening?
It's a comedy show of Nick Kroll and John Mulaney, and they're like, there's too much tuna. They play these two old Jewish guys. It's really funny.
It's really funny.
You should look it up.
We're at an hour.
We're at an hour?
We should close it out with a little bit of Icebox Baby.
Do you want to?
Yeah. That's how we close every show. I mean, we got it.
When we've closed it like that. We haven't done it every show.
Every show that I'm here.
Well, you don't listen when you're not here?
No.
Wow, that's kind of selfish of you, Will.
I changed my FMK.
All right, let's hear it.
You're not my K. You're on my list.
What the heck?
You have a list?
Oh, yeah.
Brian, you shouldn't say that. That's messed up. That's really messed up.
It says Will, and then it says True Jansen for not listening, and then the Queen of England who keeps prank calling us. It's just one V, Billy.
Right. Oh, there he is.
Oh my god. I wish you guys could see this picture.
Subscribe, you can buy it.
We're gonna close out the show because we've been going for an hour and
change.
But to close out our show, we've done this for a few episodes. We really wanted to just
hype myself up. So
hype up our friend Vili Claus, and he's got a new song out. It's called Icebox, and calling it good would be an understatement, but we're going to let you guys decide, and we hope you enjoy this track by Vili Claus.
Welcome to Icebox, baby. Get
psych.
I want you to go deeper.
Lost in the mind, or are they going?